Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
ELO here on Vectis Radio, Strange Magic. It is Billy and Sue on your radio dial. Very good afternoon to you. It's 29 minutes past two. As mentioned earlier on, we have got David Allen on the line from Ventnor. David Allen is behind a petition calling for the 2025 May elections to not be postponed. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. So can you tell us a little bit more about this petition that you are behind? It's been in the news quite a lot over the last couple of days.
Yes, the government at the moment is pushing to devolve powers to authorities away from central government. In our case on the Isle of Wight, this is to form a combined authority with Hampshire, Portsmouth and Southampton under a mayoral system. Now, there's a lot of debate of whether that is good or bad thing, and a lot of answers haven't been answered. But our council have pushed for a priority programme for devolution, which in doing so, they have asked for a postponement of 12 months for our local elections on May the 1st. And I think that that is undemocratic and totally wrong. And I hope that other people agree with me and will sign the petition, which I'll tell you more about later.
Yes, if you could tell us more about that petition. And you've already highlighted why you decided to start it in the first place. Would you mind elaborating what made you get up and do this originally in the first place, to actually go onto the internet and go, right, I'm going to start this petition?
Yeah, well, I believe in the role of all politicians, local and national, is to represent their constituents, who are us. And we elect our councillors like for a set period of time, you know, 4 years for our councillors, at the end of which we can exercise our right to either keep or change the person who represents our ward. But our right to vote on the 1st of May 2025 has been taken away undemocratically by a minority group of councillors, the council leader and his cabinet, without public consultation, and also really without the backing of the full Isle of Wight Council, which actually voted against this happening on January the 8th. And I was so incensed that after speaking with my local councillor, I decided to start this petition, hoping to get the decision reversed, if it possibly can be. And I just do at this moment want to thank, the petition is on change.org, and I just want to thank everyone who has signed it so far, and please sign and share if you agree not to cancel our Isle of Wight elections on the 1st of May 2025.
So David, could you just talk to us a little bit about devolution then, if you would?
Yeah, devolution, it is actually getting powers to areas away from government. And it's something that the current government is insisting is going to happen. It can, for some people, be a very good thing. But we have to think about, on the Isle of Wight, if we join with Hampshire, Portsmouth and Southampton, we would only make up 10% of the actual population, and there is a chance that Bournemouth and the surrounding area could also get included in that group. So we could be like 7% of the population, where the powers of a mayor, under representatives from all the different areas, would then be involved in all our strategic planning, so could be involved in our housing, our transport networks. And on the white paper that was actually came out about the devolution, ferries, which is so important to the island, was not mentioned once. So there's no guarantee that our ferry situation would be improved under this bill. And also the money, if we are just 7%, 10%, then we'll be fighting against the powers of Hampshire, Portsmouth and Southampton to, we should have exceptional circumstances on the island, the beautiful island, and we could be losing out. There's nothing to say, there's been nothing come through that guarantees that we would be better off if we go for devolution.
David, thank you very much for elaborating and highlighting something that you're clearly very passionate about. When this is put in front of me this morning, we are interested on this show, as you may or may not know, with local news. And as Vectis Radio as a whole, collectively, whilst we don't express a particular opinion one way or another, what we are interested in is hearing from people like yourself, residents in the community that do have strong, solid opinions. So thank you ever so much for your time this afternoon. Before I let you go, and I will read out a statement from Councillor Phil Jordan, the leader of the Isle of Wight Council, so that we are providing that balance that is necessary on a station, on a radio station like ours. But before I do that, you did mention that the petition is online at change.org. Would you like to mention where you can go one last time for that?
Yeah, change.org. Hopefully people are sharing. I am a Luddite when it comes to social media, so it shows that I was very passionate to get involved. So some people who have mentioned have been very kind in actually saying how we can actually push our petition. And I'm pleased that you will do a balanced thing, but I think it's very important for all listeners to remember that the full council cabinet, the full council did actually vote against this going ahead, and it was the Phil Jordan and his cabinet who voted to push it through unanimously.
David Allen, thank you very much for your time this afternoon here on Vectis Radio. He is behind the petition calling for individuals calling for the council not to postpone the upcoming 2025 election, here live on the line with us this afternoon on Vectis Radio, 25 minutes to three. Now, Phil Jordan, Councillor Phil Jordan, who is the leader of the Isle of Wight Council, has said, among a number of other matters and issues, this, I'm reading this from onthewight.com, there's a lot of pieces to stitch together around this discussion, which is why it was really interesting to get David's viewpoint. However, addressing that important balance indeed, Councillor Jordan says that there is no plans for amalgamation. This is what I'm reading at onthewight.com. He says that there are no plans to enlarge this unitary authority by amalgamation with Southampton, Portsmouth or Hampshire or any other authority for that matter. He says that, I believe the water around this island, the Solent, is a good reason that we can convince government that this island is an exception. There are lots of other reasons we can build into that case, including the cost of delivering services. Of course, as more unfolds on this, we will give it to you as and when we can. Isn't that right, Sue? However, as absolutely, I've said a number of times before on this show when we covered our election broadcasting, it's just fascinating actually to get all angles of the debate and the discussion. Talking of which, whatever opinion or viewpoint you have, get in contact with us. It is studio@virtusradio.fm. At 24 minutes to three, taking us into some local music in a moment or so, we've got the Coach Party.